On the line, we have Dr. Bayonne. Dr. Bayonne is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon. He is a subspecialist in adult reconstruction and joint replacement. He's a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and a lot of other organizations, but he's a great orthopedic surgeon. He trained at Cornell, where I've been affiliated, as you probably know. And he, what's interesting about this orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Bayonne has 2 degrees in biomedical engineering. That's pretty cool because we always call the orthopedic surgeons the carpenters of medicine, right, Dr. Bayonne?
That's correct.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. You're a very busy orthopedic surgeon, and thanks so much for taking time. So you specialize in joint reconstruction, joint replacement, and we're going to talk about that tonight. So it's such a hot topic, and it's an evolving field, isn't it?
That's correct. I mean, one of the things about joint replacement is that it's a tried and true surgery. It's been around for a long time, but there have been many advances that have come along the way. But if you look at the history of orthopedic surgery, joint replacement has played a big part of orthopedics in general. And for a long time, it was part of general orthopedics. But like many subspecialties, as we've had advances within the field, there's been a progression towards subspecialization, not only in doing primary joint replacements, but addressing many of the problems that come up with joint replacement, doing revisions, dealing with complications as they happen now that people are living longer and longer with their joint replacements.
Yeah, and you know, in joint replacements, I guess hip replacements started as one of the first joint replacements way back, about 40 or so years ago. The hip replacement was one of the early ones. Now, in the old days, it was such an invasive procedure, wasn't it?
That's correct. I mean, essentially, to get down to the joint and specifically the hip replacement, when you consider where the joint is located, it's basically wrapped around in muscle. And so the earlier forms of the operation actually required larger incisions, osteotomies, where you were detaching large portions of the bone. And so we've come a long way since then in how we approach doing the operation in less invasive ways.
So now you are an orthopedic surgeon in the New Brunswick area, and your office is in Wall Township also. I understand you're with the University Orthopedic Group, which is a terrific group. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to the Orthopedic Group because you don't know this, but one of your colleagues operated on my mother, Carlos Sahabian, about 4 or so years ago when she broke her hip, and he did such a wonderful operation on my mother that I'm always grateful when I pass your building. I think of the wonderful care that my mother received. So just a little shout out as a side note there. But the University Orthopedic Associates, which has offices in Somerset and Wall and where else? Woodbridge and Princeton. All right, Woodbridge is opening real soon, I believe.
That's correct. We are opening up an office in that area. We're, you know, basically based in this portion of central New Jersey. We're trying to expand our services as we grow as a group. We're involved in many of the hospitals in that area.
So now the hip replacement that we were talking about a few minutes ago, which started decades ago, has really become quite refined, and there's a new way to do it now. It's called the anterior hip replacement. Tell us a little bit about that and why it's better than the old techniques.
Okay, well, one of the things about the anterior hip replacement, when you boil it down, it's essentially the same procedure. You know, we're replacing the worn-out ball and socket of the hip. But the nuance or the difference that you get going through what's called an anterior approach is the surgery is done through the front of the body as opposed to the more traditional approaches that are lateral and posterior. And the main difference when it comes down to the operation is that through this interval or this procedure, you're able to do the operation in a way that doesn't detach any major muscles from the hip. And ultimately, that results in what are some acute benefits for the patient, specifically less pain in the perioperative period, quicker mobilization. And by not detaching some of the major muscles of the hip, you often don't have to place precautions on the patient. Some of the other approaches require periods of time where the hip is protected, where you can't sit at a certain position, you're required to have a pillow between your legs, and so doing the operation in this way protects the hip where there's a lower risk of dislocation, and so we don't place precautions on the patients, and I think that lends to a faster recovery for patients that have the procedure done in this way.
Well, my guest this evening is orthopedic surgeon Dr. William Bayonne. He is with the University Orthopedic Associates in central New Jersey and all over New Jersey, offices in the New Brunswick area and Wall Township and Princeton and in soon to be in Woodbridge. So now I wanted to ask you now, my listeners are 50 years old and 60 years old and 70 years old. I've got younger listeners and older listeners also, but the core of my listeners are the ages that you do hip replacements on. All right, so now let's take a typical 60-year-old man who's sitting there listening to the show and he's got hip pain. When does that man know it's time to have a hip replacement?
Well, there's a few factors that play a role in deciding when surgery is the best option for a patient. When I first meet someone, I kind of listen to their symptoms, and if they have a physical history and exam that are consistent with arthritis, coupled with radiographs that show advanced degenerative change, it's that along with the failure of conservative treatment that will allow me to offer the operation to a patient. Now, historically, one of the concerns with offering younger patients arthroplasty or joint replacement as a solution was that our materials years ago were not as good as they are now. And so the adage that a hip replacement or a knee replacement, you might only get 10 years out of it, is a little outdated. I think our current biomaterials have gotten us to the point where we can offer people a hip that will last 25 years or more. And so when you approach that younger patient who's active but is suffering from severe arthritis, as a surgeon, you now have something that you can offer them that has durability. And so if you're living with severe arthritis and pain that's limiting your quality of life, even at a younger age, I think that's a good time to at least seek an evaluation and see if joint replacement makes sense for you.
You know, that is a really important point, and I haven't heard many people talk about the longevity now of these newer prostheses, and you as an engineer as well as an orthopedic surgeon are an absolute expert in this, so that's really a terrific nugget of information that you've given our listeners. So, Dr. Bayonne, what's your office number? Where can patients get a hold of you as an expert orthopedic surgeon in joint replacement?
So we have a number that I can provide you. It's 732-734-8999.
All right, let's say it again. 732-734-8999. And you've got a website, which is UOANJ, standing for University Orthopedics of New Jersey, UOANJ.com. And Dr. Bayonne, thank you so much for taking time on your Saturday evening. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to meeting you.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and you enjoy your evening as well.